Middays with Mannix and Mannix. We are back on 96.3 WJJB, the Big Jab, and it is time for our Southern Maine High School Sports Report for yet another week. And joining us once again, he is the guy behind Hoffers High School Sports. Michael Hoffer joins us once again. Michael, last weekend of May, we've made it. We're nearing championships.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that 3 weeks from now we're going to be crowning champions in baseball, softball, lacrosse, and of course the tennis and track will come before that. Yep. So a lot to come here in the next few weeks.
A lot to come in the next few weeks, without a doubt, and it has been a very, very busy week for you, covering an awful lot of sports. And I know one that you just were covering over the last few days here, Gorham and TA baseball. That's certainly a very good ball game there. Tell us a little bit about that, and to kind of lead us into the discussion here for the week.
Yeah, you know, pretty much all year we've kind of settled on the fact that there's not a clear favorite in Class A South, and now I'm starting to waffle on that a little bit. I'm starting to think there might be. Having seen Gorham twice here in the last week, just so impressed with them. They really have it all, guys. They've got the ace pitcher in Hunter Fink, who's verbally committed to the University of Alabama, and they've got some other terrific arms as well. They hit the ball really well up and down the lineup, and they're terrific defensively. Their shortstop, Miles Brenner, made a play yesterday that I had posted on not only on Twitter but on the website and in the newsletter. Just an incredible backhand stab that you see, you know, maybe at the college pro level. Mm. And he makes plays like this on the regular. So they're looking really, really good. They've won 9 games in a row. They're one run away from being undefeated. They had a loss to Massabesic early on, but really clicking. That win yesterday was sweet for them because TA beat them twice last year, including in the playoffs. So really a statement win there to go on top of the statement win they had last week against South Portland. And it looks like they're going to be your one seed. You know, nothing's going to come easily in this league because there's some really great teams with great pitchers. But, you know, Gorham's certainly got to like their chances. They have a chance to be something special here. South Portland, similar story. Yeah. They're one run away from being undefeated. Big win the other day against Cheverus. They had a big win last weekend against Scarborough. So they're right there on Gorham's, biting at Gorham's heels. But, you know, I think right now I'd give the Rams the edge. Cheverus, TA, I mean, I think those are the clear top four. I think you've got teams like, you know, Scarborough, Massabesic, Falmouth, you know, Stanford, Bonnie Eagle. They could beat anyone on a given day. I don't know if those teams can rattle off 3-4 wins in a row. Like those top four teams can, but, you know, at this point, the top of Class A South is starting to emerge.
Yeah, absolutely, and I know heading into the weekend last weekend, you were going to Yarmouth, and you got to see an exciting one down there in Class B. Tell us a little bit about that walk-off and where things have gone in that class over the last week.
Yeah, speaking of some crazy developments, you know, just when you think things are starting to head in one direction, they've kind of tilted back. You know, Freiburg Academy looked like the clear favorite, and then they let a game slip away at Greeley the other day. Greeley had been slumping big time, but they turn around and they beat Freiburg Academy. They beat a Wells team that had beaten them by mercy rule earlier this year. So just when we were getting ready to write Greeley off, they said, "Not so fast, my friend," and here they are right back in it. You know, Cape Elizabeth having a solid week. They beat Freeport up at Bowdoin the other day. You know, they close with Freiburg. Right now, they're the 1-2 team, so that's going to be a very interesting game on Monday to see how that affects the heels. You know, Yarmouth had a nice little surge going, then they had the loss to Freiburg the other day. So, you know, we're talking about a lot of teams here. I think all have legitimate chances to make a run. We might see a surprise team come out. I mean, let's not forget, last year Freiburg Academy was the 8th seed, and they got all the way to the regional final. They lost to Greeley on a walk-off, so you know, they were very close a year ago. You know, I think there's 5-6 teams that can make a run and come out of this region. And all these teams are kind of beating each other right now, which is fun to watch.
Yeah, they certainly are. And kind of just looking real briefly at Class C, obviously, Old Orchard Beach still in the mix at 9-4 at the number 3 spot. Couple teams with 1 losses up at the top there in Marinacook and Monmouth Academy, Socapee Valley, Lisbon, Waynefleet, NYA right there too.
Yeah, a lot of familiar names, no question about it. Marinacook's having a great year, and yeah, it seems like they fluctuate between B and C. I never know what class they're going to be in, what year. But, you know, regardless, Thurl is a very, very strong team, as is Monmouth. It seems like we always talk about them this time of year.
Yep, we certainly do here. Obviously, softball diamond, we've got a lot going on there as well. Another week and a few more wins for Chevres in Class A as they remain undefeated at this point.
Right, yeah, and Chevres is just, you know, clearly the class of the state, and they've been dominating everybody, and it's been well documented just you know, how far they've set themselves apart. But don't look now. Here come the Windham Eagles, the defending champs. You know, they've had their struggles this year. They've had some tough losses, including a couple to Scarborough. But all of a sudden, the Eagles are starting to put it together in a couple of impressive wins this week. They had a decisive victory over Westbrook and then beat South Portland yesterday. They're hitting the ball really, really well. Congratulations to Addy Chiazzo, their terrific senior shortstop. He reached 100 career hits yesterday. Yanni Kostopoulos, their terrific slugging first baseman, who was our athlete of the week this week, has 9 home runs already this season, including one yesterday. So just when it seemed like maybe Windham was not going to make a serious run this year, I think it's time to think again, because here they are. And if the playoffs started today, they would match up with Westbrook in a quarterfinal round, which would be a great game. Bonnie Eagle continuing to quietly have a really, really terrific season. They've won 10 straight. They're heading into a showdown with Borum tomorrow, which will probably be for the 2 seed, I'm guessing, because right now they're 2-3. So, you know, those top 5 teams are terrific. Scarborough's been up and down, but they're very dangerous. And same thing with South Portland. So it's a solid field. Just there is a clear number one. And, you know, one of these teams is going to get a chance to beat Chevres on the big stage in the regional final. I know Windham would love that chance. Actually, the way it would line up right now is Windham would play them in the semis. So, you know, it's not going to be a cakewalk for Chevres, even though they are a clear favorite.
Yeah, and in the South and B Lake Region, Leavitt, some of those teams still doing it. York 9-1 as well. Only loss right there for them for Lake Region. They still have Greeley and quite a few other teams left on the schedule. What do you think York can do here at the end of the season, especially with some big teams still left to play?
I mean, York, they're always in the mix here when we talk about come playoff time. You know, a couple years ago, they got to the state championship. Last year, they got to the regional final, lost to Madomic Valley. And, you know, Madomic Valley's got another terrific team this year. Team I'm keeping my eye on is getting absolutely no notice at all, and that's Greeley. They've won 6 straight games. They're hitting the cover off the ball. They're scoring in double figures game after game after game, and it's very possible they're going to win out. Right now, they're only 8 in the heels, so they're hoping to climb a little bit. But that's the team no one's going to want to see on their side of the bracket. So, you know, there's a lot of dangerous squads over there.
Yeah, definitely are. And in the smaller classes, I mean, no real surprise. North Yarmouth Academy continues rolling right along at the top of South Class D at 12-1. A few teams close record-wise, but NYA, I would think, is probably considered by a lot to be the favorites there.
Right. You know, Buckfield did knock them off last year in the regional final, but I don't think they have the pitching they had a year ago. And, yeah, and NYA is the clear favorite. And, you know, if they stay healthy and take care of business, I could see them easily ascending to the top one more time.
Yeah, good stuff there. Let's move on to lacrosse, where I know you you saw the big showdown earlier this week between Thornton Academy and Yarmouth, and it was TA that remained unbeaten now at 12-0. Take us through that one here and Class A, if you could.
Yeah, so the top 3 teams, and they're clearly the top 3 teams, are all kind of playing each other now to end the season. Last Friday, you know, first Falmouth beat Yarmouth fairly easily. It was a 5-1 game after one quarter, and it ended up being a 4-goal game, and, you know, Falmouth kind of had control the whole way. You know, Yarmouth gave TA a pretty good game here the other night down in Saco, and, you know, again, it was a 4-goal difference, 12-8 this time around, but you know, Yarmouth had their chances, and I think they felt better about how competitive they were against TA. I know they feel like they could beat either of these teams if they get a chance to match up with them come tournament time. But all eyes on this coming Tuesday in Falmouth, TA-Falmouth rematch of that epic state game a year ago. It's very likely both teams are going to be undefeated coming in, and there's a good chance we'll see this game again on June 20th. But no love lost between these teams. Falmouth will need no motivation after that incredible upset last year. And, you know, as far as TA's going, they're just taking care of business. It's different this year with them. You know, last year they kind of snuck up on some people while everyone was talking about how great Falmouth was. You know, this year TA's kind of wearing the bullseye, and they're wearing it well, and they're liking it, and they're rising to every challenge. And, you know, they've got a really balanced offense. They play solid defense. Their goalie, Colin Pennells, had some big games, in big games, including last year's state final. He made some huge saves against Yarmouth the other night. So TA is more than capable of making another title run, but this Falmouth team is very dynamic, very talented, and they're motivated. I mean, they feel like they have unfinished business from last year, and no one's going to want to get Yarmouth in the semi because, you know, whichever of those two teams has to play them, you know, presuming that's how the seeds hold, you know, Yarmouth knows they can knock somebody off. So it's great to have them in Class A this year. They've certainly belonged. And with that said, it's kind of opened things up dramatically now in Class B, where I don't think there's a clear favorite. I mean, Messalonsky right now is on top of the heels, and they're looking good. Greeley's come on. I thought they were maybe a year away, but that's not the case. You know, they had a loss the other night to Cape, but other than that, they had won 7 out of 8 games, and they're really surging, and they're a team that's very capable of making a run. I think Freeport could surprise some people. You know, and then you've got, you know, York, the two-time defending runners-up who lost in overtime in each of the last two state finals to Yarmouth. You know, the opportunity's there for them to get back and finish the job like they did 3 years ago. So it's going to be fun to see how B works out. You know, C, I think North Yarmouth Academy is the favorite as the defending champ, but Wells is very strong. Actually, NYA's got a very interesting game tomorrow against Deering, a Class C against Class A matchup. So I'll be curious to see how they match up against, you know, Deering's one of the better Class A teams along with Scarborough. Yeah. So that should be a fun one.
Yeah, and it's interesting, as I was going to say, looking at NYA and even their scores, I mean, they clearly, even against the top competition, have separated themselves. And that's what I noticed, too, in Class A, because there's many years, even when there's a Thornton and a Falmouth that are kind of relevant and dominating, you might have a team, other teams like in your 3, 4, 5s that compete. But even Yarmouth, as you mentioned, I mean, it's incredible to see the goal differentials anytime anybody else plays Falmouth or Thornton. So I just got to remind people who are listeners, I'm sure there's some people like, man, like, is it really just feel like a two-horse race there? And it really does, and it's nothing to take away from any of the other teams, but even the Scarboroughs of the world that when I was in high school who dominated, to see some of those results against Falmouth is like, whoa. So you're not kidding, Michael, when you say that there's really a discrepancy right now between those top teams, and I think anybody who's around there on June 2nd and wants to watch two of the best teams arguably maybe in the entire state go head-to-head, it's definitely worth a trip to see them, because that is an absolute Goliath matchup between those two. And again, it puts it into perspective when you see how good all the other teams are and where they stack up against them, because you're right to put Deering has an unbelievable goaltender. You look at all those, Yarmouth's been a great program. It's not that these kids aren't amazing athletes, but it speaks to the level that Thornton and Falmouth have, I think, raised their game to this year.
Yeah, they're just a wagon. I think you've got 1 and 2, and then you've got a little bit of a drop off to Yarmouth at 3, and then I think you've got a pretty big drop off to everyone else. But yeah, I would say don't write off Scarborough. They've come on. They're going to have an interesting test tonight because they're actually SCA. I'll be curious to see, you know, if they've closed that gap at all, because they lost pretty handily to Yarmouth. You know, they lost to Falmouth earlier this year. You know, can they be close with CA and maybe gain some momentum going through? And then, you know, Deering had a little bit of a slump, but they're a team that actually played TA tough earlier this season. You know, they had a tough overtime loss to Scarborough. But, you know, Deering, they've got a lot of guys who can score. As you mentioned, Vinny Cavallaro, really good goalie. So that's a team that could be a potential dark horse. But, yeah, I'd be surprised if it's not Falmouth TA in the state final. But the one possible caveat to that is maybe Yarmouth knocks one of them off.
Yeah, there you go. As we move to girls lacrosse here, Class A, it's Kennebunk, Thornton Academy, Windham, and Chevres in the top four spots right now. And looking ahead at the Chevres schedule, big opportunity in front of them
this weekend.
Because they get both Kennebunk and Thornton Academy in the final week of the season.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. Great matchup today. I'm heading down there for that. You know, really a big measuring stick for Chevres. Are they a team that could make a title run? I think we're going to find that out here over the next week. Never easy to play at Kennebunk. It's the Rams senior night. They turned it around after that tough loss to Windham last week. They're really starting to click again, and they're going to be tough to beat. And then, you know, that Chevres TA matchup is going to be terrific, because Thornton Academy has just, you know, put together this wonderful season. You know, they had a loss really early in the season when they lost to Kennebunk. They just couldn't get their offense going in that game, even though they were competitive. And they've won 9 straight since, and they've been pretty much crushing everybody, including an impressive win over Yarmouth the other night. So, yeah, be a big litmus test for Chevres. You know, TA, it looks like they're going to be locked into that 2 seed unless, you know, if they win out, unless something, you know, Kennebunk gets knocked off here. But this TA team, they were young and ascending last season. They've arrived. They've got some great young talent. They believe that they can win now. And then quietly, you got the Windham Eagles, the defending champs, just like I talked about with softball. The girls lacrosse team, they're putting it all together when it matters most. That win over Kennebunk really propelled them up the standings. They've got a schedule that's favorable for them to win out, so they're going to be right there at the end. I do think those top four teams are the top four. I think Falmouth and Yarmouth are just a touch below. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see. I thought for a while Kennebunk was the clear favorite, but clearly they're not unbeatable. Just win them, beat them, and be curious to see if Chevers can give them a game. And then, you know, how do Chevers and TA match up? And there's going to be some great matchups even in the quarterfinals this year, not to mention in the state semis. So, buckle up, because that Class A girls lacrosse is going to be very intriguing.
Yeah, and of course it's fun to look at all the other storylines in girls lacrosse. I know, just like on the boys' side, those Eagles are looking very good in Greeley as well, and no surprise, Brunswick, Camden Hills also on the other side having some pretty strong seasons.
Yeah, I think Greeley's the clear favorite in Class B. They've won 11 in a row. Their only losses were right at the start of the year to Class A Falmouth and Kennebunk, and
yeah.
They have a terrific defense. They just give up very few goals every single game. Balanced offense. This is a team that came so close to winning a fourth straight title last year. They lost that epic overtime game to Freeport in the semis. But, you know, this year's team is certainly on a mission. And, you know, whether they finish one or two, I don't think it's going to matter. They're going to be really tough to knock off. They've got a great matchup tomorrow to end the regular season at Yarmouth. They've already beaten Yarmouth this year. That's a rematch. I'm pretty sure it'll be Yarmouth senior night. So that'll be a fun game. Looking forward to that. Hopefully the rain is gone by then.
Right.
But yeah, I for my money, Greeley's the team to beat in B. And C is kind of wide open here. The NYA's come on, they're looking good. But Miranda Cook Winthrop, the team that won it a year ago, they haven't lost a game, including they've beaten NYA already. So they're there. Wells is having a fantastic season. They've had a couple of close losses, including they lost to TA. There's no shame in that. A Class B team losing to a Class A team. And then Trape, who got to the state game a year ago. I mean, those four are clearly setting themselves apart. And so that'll be fun to watch. You know, the playoffs are going to be so enjoyable in so many sports. You're going to see some upsets. You know, you'll certainly see some of the favorites get through. But, I can't wait to see some of this compelling action.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up, because I did see in one of my favorites as weekly, your newsletter, along with all the other great work you do on HoffersHighSchoolSports.com. If you haven't subscribed, I do. It's amazing. It's worth every penny. But you highlighted the Blue Blazes, and I just can't help but once again, as we head towards the end of this school year, continue to highlight them. You posted all of these players who are going to be playing, in their college. I mean, whether it's Dimitri Lubin at Colby College Football, which we know is a great program, Madeline Worcester, Plymouth State for field hockey, Tony Bongaman, who we had right here on this program, heading up to join Coach Stevens, Emma Boulay, St. Michael's College, and of course, all the other student athletes that are going to schools around Maine, whether it be UMF, whether it be SMCC, whether it be USM, for many different things, from track and field, soccer, to basketball. But Michael, what a year for Westbrook athletics.
Yeah, I mean, you said it well, and it started in the fall with the unforgettable football championship, which probably was the best story of the whole school year when all is said and done. I might change my tune on that in 3 weeks when we talk about it, depending on what happens in the spring. But, so far, that certainly stole the show. And, even this spring, the softball team is resurgent. They're having a great, great year. There's just a lot of optimism in the air there. I had Brian Ross, the softball coach, on the podcast this week at Hoffers High School Sports, and, he's creating a really positive environment, great program over there. So yeah, things are great. They have a terrific athletic director there in Mark Campbell, who's kind of put everything in motion, laid the foundation for a new era, if you will, and it's been pretty exciting.
Michael Hoffer joins us again from Hoffers High School Sports for our Southern Maine High School Sports Report. Thanks for being here once again for another week, and we're officially in playoff time next weekend.
Yes, we are. I know, yeah. Stay dry, everybody. Get out there and enjoy the games while you can. Yeah, the next time we chat, it will be June.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's Michael Hoffer from Hoffers High School Sports. We'll be right back to finish off Hour 2. You've got Middays with Mannix and Mannix on a Finally Friday.